You want to stick around for the rest of Gordo's Corner?
I'm sure we'll have
a story you'll be interested in.
Let me ask you, do you own any horse semen?
Well, I wasn't going to mention it because in certain counties, you're not supposed to
get transported across county lines.
I borrowed some. I'm holding some for a friend.
Okay. Yeah. Officer, it's not my horse semen.
I don't own it.
Welcome to the ticket, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, William Shatner from Star Trek,
he
now has possession of his wife's horse semen. Did you ever think you would hear that sentence uttered?
She's into horses?
They're both into horses.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, Junior said that he rides
yes,
still. Yes,
and Bill Shatner, of course, figures large and prominent on this show because Junior loves him.
You a Trekkie, Matt? Were you into Star Trek at all?
A little bit, but right now all I can do is I'm just sitting here imagining William Shatner saying, "Where did you put the horse semen?"
Pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
You'll do a few tunes. Yeah, so William Shatner filed for divorce back in December against his wife of 18 years. And part of the thing that they were arguing about in the divorce was horse semen, the possession and ownership of horse semen.
It's probably worth a lot.
Yes.
It's a big-time horse.
It is. And now they finally agreed to terms, and after less than 3 months, his divorce has been finalized after they divided the estate, and all the horse semen, I think, went to William Shatner. He also paid her a lump sum of $2 million for spousal support. That's not bad for 18 years.
Yeah.
He got away with only paying $2 million. Mm-hmm. He's 88. She's 61. That's 27 years.
$2 million enough to last you if you're 61?
27 years of an age difference.
I hope so.
Mike?
Mike just drifted off.
Huh. Sorry.
They have no children together. They married in 2001. It's her second marriage, his fourth.
Well,
he gets two of their horses, Renaissance Man's Medici, or Medici, and Powder River Shirley.
Okay.
Well, I think I can do it, but I don't know about my horse.
Now, who is that?
That's Bob Stoops.
Why is Bob Stoops talking about...
It was John Wayne. Come on.
And Elizabeth, his ex-wife, gets ownership of two horses, Belle Reeves, So Photogenic, and Pebbles. Pebbles has the least of all these names.
They're all so haughty, and then the one is just Pebbles.
Bill Shatner also gets their two dogs, Mochiato and Double Espresso.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
And he gets to keep his Studio City home and a ranch in Three Rivers, California. She gets their Malibu Cove home and their home in Versailles, Kentucky. Is that the way you pronounce it in Kentucky? Is it pronounced differently there?
Kentucky, it's got to be Versailles, doesn't it?
Versailles.
And she gets a share of her family farm in Indiana. Why does she only get a share of her family farm in Indiana?
Hmm.
That's strange.
You own a horse, Matt?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Someday I'm going to own a horse, though.
Yeah, I don't either, George. Thanks for asking.
I knew you didn't.
He has the Three Rivers Ranch, as I told you. But she gets visitation rights to that ranch to visit the grave of her first husband.
This is so bizarre, man. Did she get visitation rights to the semen?
Come by and...
No. The hard pass.
Just a little taste. Why is her first husband buried on William Shatner's ranch?
Well, it probably happened after they got married, and he said, well, if that's what you want, then I'll do that.
If you bury your wife's first husband on your property,
he's not gonna
threaten you. Don't tell her about it. Thank you.
I made up this whole story just to get to that joke.
Yeah. Just to get there.
Well crafted.
Yeah. So she gets visitation rights to that ranch to visit the grave of her first husband, as well as the graves of some of their horses. So the first husband's buried next to a bunch of horses.
Man, that's a tough draw. Boy, that's I would not want to be buried on my ex-wife's new husband's property either.
I'm insane now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, but it just sounds.
I mean, the other day when we talked about the rules we have after we go, if we go before our spouses,
mm-hmm.
My only big thing is she has to wait a year and he can't drive my boat. I think I need to write in there, don't bury me
on his property.
On your new husband's property.
Right. And think about if they christen the grave.
And next to a horse. Yeah, why wouldn't you christen the grave at that point?
What?
With ashes or, you know, something like that.
When do you christen graves with ashes?
In case one of the horses doesn't make it.
Wait, are you saying that... That you imagine her christening your grave with
now,
her new husband?
I knew what you were saying. I was trying
with a
to...
horse standing next to them, or a horse
buried
next to them.
Not the horse.
I am so insane. This is the craziest sexual scenario I've ever heard from you,
Matt. And you thought the horse was going to be the weirdest part of this story?
You can't say it.
Just keep spiraling out of control.
It gets worse.
And you see, I think they put that horse semen stuff in test tubes. Mark that, by the way.
Maybe they're christening the grave with the horse semen.
Cheers.
That's a good point. Break a test tube of horse semen over a tombstone?
Yeah. Why not? It's already weird.
It's just like breaking a bottle of champagne on a ship or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Never thought we would be talking about William Shatner's wife's ex-husband's grave being christened by horse semen, but we are.
I'm sorry Junior missed out on this, although... He probably didn't want to hear details like this.
So William Shatner previously married to a woman named Gloria Rand from 1956 until 1969. 13 years, had 3 children with his first wife. Second wife was married to her from 73 to 96. 23 years.
Good long marriages.
It's a long time. Yeah, it doesn't say if they had kids here. And then his third wife, he married her in 1997. And that lasted under 2 years.
Mm. When did?
What do you think happened there?
How did she die, Gordon?
The horse got in the way. That was the fourth wife.
George's. Do you have any other jokes about his third wife before I get into the story of her tragic accidental drowning?
Sorry.
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, George.
I didn't know that story.
He found her floating in the pool.
That's terrible.
So.
Back to the horse semen for a minute.
She'd
gone in there to retrieve a diving tube of horse semen.
Oh.
That had floated down to the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
Found her clutching one of his toupees as a flotation device.
You always have a way of bringing a room down.
I'm kind of curious, when did our Star Trek original series end? When did the filming end? Because
1969. He only did it for like 2 years.
Right, so...
And he's been defined
coincidentally, his first marriage ended in 1969.
Oh,
right when the whole...
Good point, right? Uh-huh.
Star
Trek blows up.
That's what you took from all of this? Really?
I
think that's pretty good detective work.
Doing the math there, it's like, okay. He's
you've had so many things to grab onto in this story. And you pick that one. Rather than
and see, I didn't want to say this in front of Junior.
That's just the first thing I.
Oh,
I thought Star Trek was really good. I just
seemed impossible.
I just stopped watching it when I was like 8. After that, it wasn't very cool to me.
Wow,
I've never watched an episode. Never even seen
an episode.
Nope, don't care. Don't need it.
How could you have not watched an episode just out of desperation TV one time when you were a kid?
You had nothing going on in Iowa.
Life? Yeah.
What kind of free time in Iowa?
Nothing to do.
All the friends anybody
in Iowa
ever
except watch corn and incest.
Was good in my life, man.
What?
What?
What did you say? They had nothing to do but watch corn and what?
Corn.
Yeah.
That's one of the
corn and incest.
Insects. That's what you said.
Okay. I see.
I picked two words that were very close to other words.
You did.
And then had fun with it.
Yes, you did.
So after he fishes his third wife out of the pool, it took him 2 years before he got married again.
He waited a year. That's fine.
You think that's a tasteful amount of time?
I think so. Although after a tragic accident, maybe should wait. Like,
I know.
5 years.
I think that there's a you got to at least go half a decade when you're unwrapping someone from a pool sweep.
All right, I'm gonna put that in my writer also. If I die tragically, car accident or something, wait 5 years.
So we wish him well this morning as Bill Shatner's divorce is finally finalized.
He has all the horse semen.
It's finally finalized, and he gets all the horse semen. But the ruling of the judge, it was a weird deal. He said, you can keep all the horse semen that you can fit.
In your front pocket?
No. It was different.
Okay.
Different area. But all right. He had to walk out of the courtroom with as much as he could take. Okay. While pointing his face skyward. And that's how he walked out of the courtroom.
Maddie's showing off for you.
If you saw William Shatner walking out of the courtroom.
Hit or miss.
Gardening.
We got some hits, though. So
I'm really glad.
Call TMZ.
I'm glad I skipped breakfast. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Gordo. Thank you, Matt Hillier from Love 100 Springs. Thanks for playing Jub Jam.
Thanks, y'all.
Appreciate you, pal.
Thank you for your work. Yeah.